remembering the kind root guru Cherki Gyatso, the 11th Trungpa Toku. Why am I crying into bacon and eggs at Lickskillet Cafe? Because it's Shambhala Day and I should be with my Dharma brothers and sisters. Because I found you, Chögyam Trungpa Cherki Gyatso, 30 years ago, and when I meant to meet you at Bidav, you knew I was coming, though I had told no one where I was going. Because you saw right through me and punched me on the nose to wake me up when I needed it. Because you named me Kungadawa, All Joyful Moon, and I never suffered from depression again. Because when I was losing my mind, you promised I would never escape from you, and I never could. Because you pointed out ordinary mind when I least expected it and said, "Welcome to the circle." Because you gave me Maha-Arti teaching so casually, it took 25 years to realize how rare and precious the oral instructions. Because you entered me into the path of the profound Mantrayana and gave my life meaning it never had before. Because you took me to India, Bhutan, and Sikkim and empowered me with Dorje Trolla Karmapakshi, wrathful embodiment of crazy wisdom. Because you told me I could actually attain enlightenment in this very lifetime, and I believed you. Because I swore an oath of allegiance, and now there is no turning back. Because you told me in New Delhi there would be a rainbow in the sky at your cremation, and 20 years later I lived to see it. Because you were completely outrageous and inscrutable, your realization vast as the sky, and the ignorant saw only a drunken womanizer. Because you could read my mind always, and there was no place to hide. Because I was naked and exposed every time I saw you or thought of you, and still am. Because I had an out-of-body experience on acid, and you alone were able to bring me back. Because you never gave up on me, even though I was your most obstinate student. Because you once despaired of being able to bring the Dharma to the West and took too many sleeping pills and we nearly lost you. Because you gave all your money to an old beggar woman in Bodh Gaya and your girlfriend got angry at you. Because your mother-in-law hated you, called you nigger, swore she would crush you underfoot like a cockroach, and you transformed vituperative South African farmer's daughter into a dignified, lovable, genteel Lady Pybus. Because the geese are honking in the crystal winter sky, and I know you're laughing at some cosmic joke. Because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. I supplicate space, Cherki Gyatso, inseparable space and awareness, Cherki Gyatso, bliss and emptiness, Cherki Gyatso, Lord of the realm of non-thought, Cherki Gyatso. Please look on your heart, son, with compassion, Cherki Gyatso. Grant your blessing so that I may always remember you with devotion. Grant your blessing so that I will practice the Dharma with unwavering diligence. Grant your blessing so that the seeds you planted may ripen and blossom into realization. Cherki Gyatso, Cherki Gyatso, ocean of Dharma, I'm drowning, I can taste the salt of you right now, trickling down cheek, flavoring eggs at Lickskillet Cafe. And the waitress is looking at me kind of funny. "Are you all right?" she's asking me. "Yes, yes, I'm fine, I'm fine. Everything is fine, thank you."